This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Say another one in the books, huh? So tell us, how was your weekend? What do you think about the Cubbies, huh?
It was good.
Was that some game last night?
Yes.
Did you watch it? Did you watch it?
No, I was out campaigning, actually.
But I tell you what, man, what a game. Bottom of the eighth, they tie it up. And then 10th inning, I guess no more goat, huh? That was something, anyhow. Real exciting as game sevens go. And then the fact that they came back from 3-1, it was just real nerve wracking. And it wasn't even my team. My team is the Yankees, just to be real.
What an exciting game. I mean, especially the ending when they had to pause for the rain and then the
It was a 17 minute delay, actually.
What a fantastic game. I loved it.
What would have happened if there was no delay? You know, do you ever think like that? Would it be different? Of course, right?
It is what it is.
It was meant to be.
Yes.
We got in the house. We got Mike, the president of the teachers union. We got Alicio Santana. And how do we remember his name? Think about a beach. Where do you go? You see sand. And then when you go to a beach, what do you get?
Tana.
So then if you want to vote for Santana. He's the man you always see at the beach. And then we got Joanne. Remember Joanne from last week, Lentino, and the way you remember her last name is if you go to a bank, you get Lent money, Tino. I'm just trying to do this out here. I am crazy. So I'm like schizophrenic.
I think Joanne is the easiest way to go.
I was just trying to make sure their last name too, because it doesn't say Joanne Lentino on the ballot.
Yes, it will say my first and last name. But I'm the only Joanne on the ballot, so.
That's true. So Joanne is a girl's name with a boy's name in the beginning. Joanne. I'm trying to give people reasons why.
Connections, like teaching. It's important.
Yes.
That's how we teach little children to make connections like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see? So, and then Mike, Mikey Eats It, like from Life Cereal. We'll remember your name.
Huh? Okay. Yeah, I've been known for other things. Yeah, that'll work.
So the idea is this, is there's a big budget out there, right? There's a huge budget, and how the budget's spent makes the difference. And right now there's something up there for what I see as is a vote with the vote yes or no, to keep, not to increase, but to keep the tax where it's at.
Right.
And what it means is that people that have master's degrees, right, they can get jobs making a lot more money out in the corporate world than they can as a teacher. So now, what are we going to do to keep the good people there? You do get what you pay for, right? Value, right? Anything in life is value. You want someone you can trust, and that someone that's going to service the children with integrity. But how do you get those type of people? You have to pay them.
You do.
Tell us a little bit about the amendment that we need to pass.
Right. On the back of the ballot, the back of the ballot at the bottom at the right-hand corner, after you read all your amendments, you'll find the referendum. The referendum is only affects Pinellas County, and our citizens in Pinellas County have shown in the past that education is something that they value very much. And so since 2004, every 4 years, they have voted in this referendum. So it's not a new tax. It's been around a long time. Every cent gets spent in the classrooms of Pinellas County. Doesn't go anyplace else. It helps pay for our music programs. It helps pay for art programs, technology, new textbooks. And a large portion of it goes to retain and recruit new teachers. And there is a teacher shortage looming. And without that referendum, Pinellas would not be competitive. We would be among the very lowest paid in the state of Florida. So,
where do we rank in the United States?
Well, as far as the United States, if you took the average, we're about $4,000 per student per year less than the average of all the others. So the money that other states spend, you know, you're going to have your big states like Massachusetts and New York that are going to spend a heck of a lot more than we do. I'm not even talking about those big states. I'm just talking about the average. If you take the average, we spend $4,000 less per student. Now, I don't think that our students are any less valuable than students anywhere else, but apparently our legislature does, because they figure that they can educate a kid for less money than it takes to educate the average kid in the average state throughout the country.
Well, I want to just be just real quick. I should have done this because normally we start the show with the sponsors, right? We did it opposite this time. But I'd like for you to say, if you can just look at that for a second. And before.
Oh, I have one of these delicious sandwiches sitting right in front of me, actually.
Yeah. So they're sponsoring the show. They're the ones that pay for the show and make it happen. So I really think we should, you know, the people, like you're saying, you were saying about money. Yeah. You know, Yaya's. How's that worded there? How are they, where they're located, can say some. Usually I like to, you know what I found out? Is like, if I'm going to say something about someone, if I can study for like 2 minutes the paper that's in front of me and then say it, I tend to do it better than if I just pick something up.
Yeah, we call that practice.
Yeah, and if you want to.
Practice.
Yeah, and if you want to become a good piano player, what do you got to do?
Practice.
Okay.
Right, and have a good teacher.
Yaya's Greek Express is located in Palm Harbor. I happen to be from Palm Harbor, so they just got themselves a another regular customer, and I'm even more regular than most people because I like to go out and eat. And I just like, you know, the owners to know that I'll be putting their ad in our on our website.
Yeah, I got to push that more, and I haven't.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why. I've dropped the ball with that. I really have.
I think all your all your customers should know that they get free advertising.
Yeah, and I dropped the ball with that one. But what I was going to say to you is this is a neat little story about Yaya's. The kid is 19 years old.
Wow.
That opened it, right? And are 20. He's 20 years old. He was 19, I think, when he opened it.
Time goes by.
I think he was he's a teenager. I can say this. He's the only teenager, but he's 20 now. So, but he was the only teenager I ever did business with. And the story behind it is he did a lot of odd jobs and saved money, and he always wanted to open up a restaurant. So from 12 years old to 19 years old, he kept putting money away. And if you see this kid, too, I know, like you know the clean cut kids versus the unclean cut kids. Not to say that the unclean cut kids are bad kids either, but you know that clean cut college clean cut look.
Yes, I do.
You know what I mean by that?
Yes, absolutely.
Not the baggy pants. So just looking at him, you would be impressed the way he carries himself as a young adult, and his politeness, and you know. And they say the acorn don't fall far from the tree.
And let me tell you, I just tried this cheesesteak that he brought in. It is fantastic. I live in Clearwater, and I'm going to make a drive to make sure that I pick up some of this, because this is fabulous.
So this is a great story for especially having you guys here about young people, right, that a teenager opened up his own business, and he's back there all the time cooking. And then, of course, you know what it, like is attracted to like. Like in the Africa, what happens is you see zebras are with the zebras, lions are with the lions. I seen it when I drop my kids off. One's 5, right away in the ice skating rink, they're with the 5-year-olds. Then the 7-year-old or the 9-year-old is right away skating with the 9, you know, likes. So when you go in there, of course, being 19, what do you think? There's a lot of teenagers are there, right?
That's right.
But he still runs a professional operation, and it's probably the cleanest restaurant that I've ever been in.
Well, that's always good to know, right?
And then his mom and his dad help him. And it's just a great little story. So if you just can give the name and address again.
Yes, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's Yaya's Greek Express. They're at 35220 U.S. Highway 19 in Palm Harbor. That's the corner of U.S. 19 and Alderman Road by L.A. Fitness.
And they make this show possible by being a sponsor also, right?
Well, much appreciated. Delicious sandwich.
Right. And then also, too, is we have Frank's Pizza that has sponsored the show, too. And he's a regular sponsor. And he's a neat little story. He had the number one restaurant called Fritzy Fries, and there were no other ice cream stores in Dunedin 25 years ago. And they'd usually be about like a 20-minute wait to get an ice cream cone. But since then, you know, 15 ice cream stores have opened up. But then Frank opened up Frank's Pizza in Dunedin, and a Friday night there was about a 20-minute wait to sit down.
Wow.
Is that something?
Yeah.
I mean, it's real.
Shows that people really like his pizza.
Yeah, real success story there. And and his pizza's out there also. And so now let's, we took care of the people that paid for the show. And I'd like to have Frank come in too. He's rated number one for pizza in Dunedin. He was in this contest where he won, which is kind of neat too. And another story on that. And so let's go to what makes Alicia Santana. Remember the name, sand at the beach. And what do you get at a beach? A tan. Santana. Remember that. So tell us why you think you should be on the Pinellas School Board.
You know, it's essential that we teach our children how to read, write, and prepare them to be good citizens. When you have somebody on board, when you have somebody on the school board that's been there for 16 years, a good person, a good heart, but 16 years, it is time for a change. I just finished retiring from the Sheriff's Department after 31 years of service, and 4 years ago, that's when I retired, I went back to the university, and last year I received my MBA, and I am ready to tackle this big $1.3 billion budget and make sure that it's used effectively and efficiently. We need to bring our parents, our teachers, and our administrators together to work as a team. It's not happening now. We need to change that culture. Make sure that we make sure that all of our children are prepared to read, write. It's essential. When we don't do that, they go to jail. I want to keep that misery away from that. The school to jail pipeline must be shut down.
Very well put. And as I said last week, you know, Benjamin Franklin said something. He said, empty the coins that are in your purse into your mind. And then your mind will fill your purse with gold. In other words, an education is very important. There's no two ways about it. But something more important than even, what'd you say you had as a degree? I forget what you said.
Well, I just received my MBA, my master's in administration. And I can see that big budget. If you can imagine $1.3 billion, the amount of pages that is, there's a lot of stuff that gets lost in there, and I have the eyes to be able to find it and make sure that the stuff that doesn't make sense are taken out and that we put that money into places that make sense, that will teach our children how to read, write, and prepare them. It's essential that we free our teachers to be able to do what they do best. The system as it is now ties their hands. It stops them from doing what they do best. And I want to make sure that that changes because we need to support our teachers. We need to give them the time they need to be able to teach.
Wow, that's great. And also, too, is not just educate, but enthusiate, right? What is a PMA? Anybody know what a PMA is?
Public administration type of thing? Is it? No. What is it?
It's more important than a degree sometimes. Mm. And it can get people further in life. When people have confidence in what they're doing and when people believe in what they're doing, they want to do what they're doing, not that they have to, right? They want to. That's a big difference. A PMA is a positive mental attitude.
I would agree with you.
Right.
Yes.
And when you have an education, right, you can tend to have more knowledge. And then with that, that gets you more in life. Because if you take income, right? This is what we're talking about, how money spent. It really is follow the money. With an education, you will, not maybe, most of the time, I should say, actually, that's not what I was about to say. It's not true. Most of the time, people with educations have a higher income, which then they can do more for their children as parents. So it's a cycle. It's cyclical. If you look at parents that were low income, their children were low income. Not always, of course. We got to break the cycle. Educate. Educate. Educate.
Agree. You know, education and having a degree gives you the tools. But if you don't have that positive mental attitude and that drive, then it's like having a Ferrari that you never turn on.
Well, it's not having the keys. The keys also, too, is to have confidence. And to people want to be around people that believe in themselves. Nobody, and this is with the children, what I'd like to get across. Nobody on the face of this earth can make a child feel inferior. When you refuse to give people permission to let you feel inferior, then the children will start to accept themselves, right? And once they accept themselves, they remove a significant barrier to growth and success.
That's why it's so important to have the right people on the school board.
Because right.
When you get that attitude from the school board, that they're telling us, we want you to bring the joy of learning to these kids. They let teachers do what they love to do, which is to teach. Then it opens that up for the kids. The kids need to enjoy coming to school.
Right.
And that's not happening with all the testing and all the mandates coming from the state. What we need is some bold people. And that's why the Pinellas Classroom Teachers Association and the Pinellas Educational Support Professionals have endorsed Joanne Lentino for the at-large seat and Eliseo Santana for District 5, because we feel in our hearts that these are the right people to be sitting on that board, and it'll help us get our mission accomplished.
Especially, if I can jump in here, especially in my situation, having been a teacher in the Pinellas County school system, teaching first grade for almost 10 years, I bring a unique perspective to the school board and to my colleagues representing teachers, families, and children that I've served and taught in first grade. Those experiences really shed new light on the new policies and new ideas that are being introduced to the school board, which is going to set the stage for how our educational system moves ahead. And what we need to see is how we're going to close the achievement gap, how we're going to improve the classroom experience, and how we're going to be able to communicate more effectively and bring our teachers who are working in the front lines, in the trenches, into the conversation to make our schools better. I strongly believe we need to encourage more contribution from the teachers and the paraprofessionals who are working hard every day. And that goes for the entire workforce in Pinellas County Schools, from the bus drivers to the cafe workers, all the folks that are there helping to support our children, teachers, and families have to be recognized and have to be welcomed into the discussion that's going to move our classrooms and our education system ahead. It's the 21st century. We have to move away from the status quo. We have to start engaging in some new ideas for our children. Investing in early childhood education is critical to a child's success. Pushing back on testing. We are over-testing children. Elementary school students are becoming filled with anxiety and concerned about, are they going to be judged only on this test or not? How is that going to make them feel? And you pointed out, Brian, that, you know, you have to be able to feel good about yourself, and the education process is supposed to inspire that in children. Elementary school is a very short time to have a childhood experience, and we don't want to take that away from children. We want to make those experiences lasting experiences and productive experiences, and also engaging the families. Parents need to, I think, understand that it's important that their support of their child is going to make their child more effective in this classroom experience. And all those things, I think, will eventually bridge the achievement gap, close the gap, rather, and keep children engaged. I mean, there's a laundry list of things we can do, apprenticeship programs for those that may not want to go to college. But we have to make sure we give children and young adults other options for pursuing whatever goal they can and they're interested in, so they can, too, also earn a living wage, be able to provide for a family, look forward to a vacation, buy a new car. You know, having a good education background sets the stage for all those productive things that contribute to a successful economy.
Right, and what you're saying is balance. We as adults even should have balance,
mm-hmm.
right? Balance in like the vacation time,
right?
Recharging our batteries, right? Getting out there and doing the vacation stuff, enjoying life,
right?
Right, and I find out like a good definition for happy is to when you're content, right? If you can teach children like it's not what you want, it's what be thankful for what you have,
mm-hmm.
and not be worried about what the other kids are thinking. Right? It's like if you can imagine yourself like in a hula hoop, tell the child. And the only thing that matters is what's inside that hula hoop.
Mm-hmm.
None of your business what happens outside that hula hoop. If you just can focus on yourself and be good. And to keep it, you got to give it away. Mm-hmm. So try to help out the other children, even though you're a child.
Mm-hmm.
Think of others. The opposite. And also I think as teachers or coaches is to teach sportsmanship. Right? What does it mean to have good character? Like, say, if you lose, let's take that you lost. Congratulate your opponent, hold your head high, and go back to what you said, Joanne. Just know that we need to practice to do better.
Mm-hmm.
And congratulate the person you lost to. Don't go out there and say, oh, we were cheated. I go to sporting events where parents, seriously, will say after the loss, start yelling at the referee that they were cheated. And they're telling the kids, don't worry, you didn't lose. You were cheated. This is parents now.
Well, those are the role models. And I think that's why we also have to offer options for role models in the classroom with our mentoring programs. We have some excellent mentors that come to schools and provide another alternative. You know, parents, I think, try to do the best they can with what they have. And it's encouraging, but I think children... you know, children are like a sponge, you know, and they'll gravitate to many different options. And like you said, I think that happiness comes from within. And I think we've lost touch with that, becoming such a, you know, materialistic society. I was at the USF Government Center yesterday listening to Congressman John Lewis and civil rights
Icon.
Yeah,
from Georgia.
Right, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, and you know, people were very concerned about how things were moving in our country, and how did we get here, and what's the solution? And he very eloquently stepped up to the microphone and said that we have to educate our children because they are our future. And that's critical. It's critical to a successful society and a vibrant economy. We can't forget the children that are behind us that are going to be coming up to be the next generation. We want to make sure that they have been given every opportunity. And our state constitution says that every child in this state deserves a quality education, no matter what zip code they live in. And as a community, I feel we can pull together and we can make decisions that will move our children into the light and to be successful, so they're not being pushed ahead when they really haven't made the grade that they're in, but we're going to get them services when they go on to the next grade. We need to make sure they've got a good solid foundation before we're moving them on to the next grade. It's going to take time, and like Eliseo mentioned about, you know, looking at the budget, we have to make sure that resources are available to make sure these additional services, social workers, behavior coaches, whatever it takes, so children can be engaged in the classroom experience and not miss out on learning time.
And another thing, too, is from the spiritual side, I know you guys, our hands are tied on that end of it, like a little bit, because they got to keep God and stuff out of the classrooms, and I get that. But also, too, is to let a child know that a problem shared is half solved. In other words, you're only as sick as your secrets, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if a child can share honestly what's going on in his life,
mm-hmm.
that problem is shared. And if you ever listen to someone share a problem, like I do sometimes,
mm-hmm.
I find out that I don't know what the answer is. Let's just go with that. But if I listen to someone for like 10 minutes, what they do is they come up with the answer themselves. They use you as a sounding board. So to let a child know that if he is hurting inside, because hurt people hurt people, right?
Right.
So if you see a kid that's a bully, like in school, really the indicator he's giving you is he's hurting inside. Mm-hmm. So what you do is find out, like misery likes company is mm-hmm. the cliche. To take that child aside, that's the child you should focus on. Mm-hmm. Is the child that everybody thinks is known. That's the one that, why are you hurting inside? Why are you causing pain? And pain, you know, turned inward, really is self-pity. Mm. So if you see if you see people in self-pity, there's a good chance that they're in pain. And these are all things that teachers should know and look for to work with children. Sometimes it's too much for children, right? Because it's too out there. But if you, sometimes you can plant a seed, right? Why are you a bully?
You know, what you say has a lot of truth, and especially in our school system, because when we have a child that is fearful and they start being bullied or they start being aggressive and they start being disruptive, we need to not necessarily take them and punish them, because punishment does not lead to a change in behavior in that age group. As an adult, it might. But in that age group, they don't see it. It's important for us to have people trained to be able to see what the core, what is it that is driving, what the fear, what the deficiency is, what the problem is, and address it. That is the most effective way of stopping that kind of behavior in the future than it is to punish them and take them into the route to go to jail.
Right, and that's very well put. And that's why to work with people to find out what makes them tick on the inside. And then when you find out like, let's just say for an example, this is just hypothetical. Oh, my father just found out he has cancer and he's dying. Oh, my father lost his job and we have no electricity in our house. That's the core. That's the root.
Absolutely.
Not to punish him.
Absolutely.
Right. And see, what is it? Yes. What is the, say someone steals $1 million. I know this is kind of like out there.
Okay.
It's thievery, right? Would you say that? That's the character defect behind that. It's thievery. Say someone steals a piece of gum. What is it still? What's the nature of what the person did that was wrong? It's still thievery. So it doesn't matter that it's $1 million or a piece of gum. It's still the nature of what the flaw was. And that's what the children is. You find out what the nature of their problem is. And then you can work with them to give them hope.
Absolutely.
Because generally, hope is really, that's a principle. And principles, what we should live by, honesty, hope, courage, faith, integrity. These are all principles, right? And somehow, if we can instill these principles of children to live by, they're going to have a happier, and they're going to be happier for longer periods of time more often. And let them know that they're going to have their downtime too. But that's part of life. It's like a vital signs. You know, if you see the vital signs, like that's ups and downs, that means you're alive. And then I'm talking too much on this show.
I hate to interrupt. We just want to say thank you to Frank's.
Frank's Pizza. Yes, we did already, but we'll do it again. Would you like to do a commercial for Frank's?
Oh, let's see. I'll have to look at it real quick. I already tasted their pizza, and it's fantastic. I'll tell you, I'm going to have Frank's Restaurant and Pizzeria. They're on 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, and it's, wow. Let me tell you, I highly recommend it. Go there. They're good people, good food, good prices.
I was actually there 2 weeks ago. I had the veal cutlet. Excellent.
Well, there you go.
Very good.
Okay, Mike, let's go with me shutting up and me getting off my high horse of philosophies. Probably I hope I didn't come across too philosophical. Is that a word?
Is that a word?
It's a Greek dish.
It's a Greek dish.
There we go.
Yeah, I'll take some extra cream with that.
Well, let me tell you, that referendum is one that we need to pass back. Because that is essential. That's a tool that we use in order to keep our music program, our art program, in order to keep things running that the state does not provide in funding, and we lack. It is important for us to vote yes on that referendum and to keep these tools that we need to teach our children and to keep them motivated.
Wow.
Again, that's not a new tax.
Right.
It's been around since 2004, and every single penny stays in Pinellas County classrooms.
And it is important because, like, all the stuff that money can go for, And then what's the objection to it? I remember that. Oh, we should have. Well, we don't want to do that. We didn't take any callers today, too. You notice that? I didn't take any callers today. Anyhow.
Well, actually, we have Wendy on the line right now.
Oh, really?
Coming in to introduce her from La Dida Spa.
Okay. But, yeah, remember last week, I'd like to have the opposition to, like, something. Because there has to be an opposition. What is the opposition? I know what this is like setting up. How do you overcome what the opposition says, why they would say no to it? And, like, how would you answer the people that think it's no?
Well, I think people need to have a solution. You know, when there's an issue, there's a problem, there's a concern from a parent or a teacher, there's got to be a solution. And I think the people that you look for these solutions are the people that are in the situation that they're talking about. You know, whether it's being overloaded with a schedule that's mandated by the state that doesn't allow you time to engage in small group activities with children that maybe need some special attention, that's an issue. You know, teachers wear many hats, as do the support professionals in the classroom. And with the mandates that, you know, the schedules are so strict of what has to happen at a certain time, I think there should be a little flexibility there when there are certain situations that require a teacher to pull a small group together to discuss something that might be out of the curriculum, but that's going to be beneficial to the child's communication with their classmates or their communication with the teacher herself or himself. And I think, you know, there needs to be some opportunities for those creative moments, and that's what teaching is really all about. There's a lot of creative moments in the classroom, and I don't know that we allow teachers to really choose that flexibility when they may be concerned about being reprimanded for not being on task for the schedule that's mandated by the state. I think that, or the county. I think that pacing guide needs to be a little more flexible.
I think what Joanne's saying is what a teacher does can't be measured by a standardized test that a kid takes once a year. The influence, the seeds that we plant, you may not see it on that test that year. It might be a couple of years later. I've gotten plenty of letters from kids that told me, you know, called me or emailed me and said, you know, Mrs. J, I just want to let you know, I'm going into the service next week. What you did helped me, or whatever it is, whatever that path that they took. They weren't successful when they were in middle school, but somehow something that we've done for them changed them, put them on a path to where they need to be.
Okay, and then it's time, too. It's not just money. That's one half the equation. Because I really do believe you do have to have money, like his son who opened up Yaya's. Right, it took money to do that, but it was his father, Michael, who spent time with him. That's another side to it. It's not just if you just took money out of the equation, you can influence a child and spend no money, right? And the acronym for time is things I must earn. Right.
Agree.
Right. So then the time you spend just to show that you care, and with a child or anybody in life, even as a human being, we all want to be cared for.
There's no substitute
right.
for that.
And how you can show someone you care is you're not trying to reach into their pocket, right? Mm-hmm. If you truly care and have someone's best interest, the paradox, which some people might not know, is the paradox is when the opposite happens. Like to keep God, you got to give God away, right? So the more I try to tell you about God, that the kingdom of God is within, let's just say, then I have a better chance of keeping it. So for me to keep it, I got to give it away. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't cost money. And so another thing that we should talk about at another time is time. Children just need someone to care for them, to know they're loved, and for someone to listen. And notice I didn't say money, right? Anyhow, I would love to just say your name one more time. I like to say it.
It's Joanne Lentino, and I'm running for the at-large seat for the Pinellas County School District.
And that's Lentino. The way you remember the last name is you get money at a bank. They lend it to you. And what do they lend you? Tino. Lentino. Latino. And then we're going to go with Mr. Santana.
And I am Eliseo Santana, and I'm the candidate for the 5th District. That's the Clearwater, Largo, Bel Air, Indian Rocks area. And it's essential that we teach our children how to read and write. And how do you remember my name now?
Think about going to the beach. Where are we? In Florida. Think about Clearwater Beach. What do you see at a beach? Sand. And when you go to a beach, what do you get? A tanna. Santana.
And don't forget, it also goes with WTAN, the station that we're in.
That's right. We're in. And Joanne, I have a lot of respect for you, more so now. I've heard of you, and I've just talking to you, and that's communicating, right? Because it takes to communicate to know someone.
That's true.
And you are something else. You are a fine lady. You're classy. I got a lot of class, too. But it's all low, but I got it.
Thank you. I think we bring to the table what we've experienced over time. And I think that's what really sets me apart for the candidate as a school board member, because of my classroom experience. That's a perspective that you can't read out of a book. You can't learn it by watching a DVD. You have to live it to experience it. And I think having that experience is what it will be a real positive contribution to the school board.
Right, and if you take the word life, right, take away the E and the L, what do you got?
I'm sorry, the E and the L?
Yeah, take away the E and the L. If you spell life, take away the
if.
E. If. And isn't it kind of funny that if is in the middle of life? Right? We don't... Okay, it's got to go. Talk too much. Hey, by the way, I'm very shy, and I don't like to talk, by the way.
Right.
I don't know why I'm doing this. Okay, let's go. Can you guys help
Wendy
us?
We have Wendy on the line, and we also have Michael here.
Mike. Mike's going to come here. Mike, you're going to host
the
show.
Please.
Come here, Mike. Hey, this is the most bubbliest. Is it Wendy?
Yes, it's Wendy.
I have never met a more bubbly, more professional. We do a TV show, too, for WMOR.
Oh, good.
Which I should have. But we've done like 6 shows. And Wendy, when I was interviewing her, you know what I thought? She should be sitting in my seat, and she should be interviewing people. She is like
I'm going to audition for the role next.
Yeah, so we actually do a TV show, too. It's going to start in January. Anyhow,
I'll have to look for it.
Can you help promote Mike and help promote her, and you guys stay in here and ask the question? And Mike, Michael from Yaya's is the new host of the Brian Cash Clause Radio Show, and we're going to give him a signing bonus and a new contract and everything. So, Michael, take it away.
Welcome, Michael.
Hello, Michael?
Hello.
You're the new host?
Yes, he is.
Okay. All right. Wasn't sure if I was on. How's everybody doing today?
Great. Doing well.
Thank
yourself?
You. Is everybody enjoying their yayas? Greek food?
Love it. Delicious.
Outstanding.
Tell us about the salad.
Wow, I'm looking at that salad. I'm looking at all that chicken, the colorfulness of it. It is fantastic. I haven't tasted it yet, but it invites me to eat it. I almost grabbed it.
Well, we just opened 4 months ago, and we do sell a lot of Greek salads. And as you can see, the Greek salad actually has, you can add meat to any of our Greek salads. So I have a sample of the 3 different type of meats that you can put in the Greek salads. We got the gyro meat, and then we got the pork souvlaki and the chicken souvlaki. So I have the large catering tray that's split in thirds. So I hope you all get to enjoy it and have a wonderful taste in your mouth and enjoy it.
Well, I know this is delicious.
Santana, you're eating, looks like a
cheesesteak,
Philly cheesesteak. Just to let you know, Yaya's is actually just doesn't offer just Greek food. We also offer American food. So we're offering the best of both worlds. Amazing, authentic Greek food and awesome American food. So if somebody's in the mood for Greek food, you're going to be able to get that. If you're in the mood for American food, you're going to be able to get that as well. So we have a little bit of everything on the menu. And you actually have the chicken Philly cheesesteak. And Brian here has the gyro here. And I know we have some more stuff out in the lobby. We actually have hummus dip, tzatziki dip with pita bread. And so I try to bring a little bit of everything so everybody can sample a little bit of everything.
And it looks so fresh. I mean, it's so inviting, and it's so generous in the portion of meat that it has.
Yeah, all our meats have about 7 to 8 ounces of meat, so they are a good portion. Speaking of fresh, three main keywords of our slogan under Yaya's Greek Express is fresh, authentic, delicious. Ah. Those are the three keywords to our restaurant.
And I have to verify that they are all three here. I see it. I taste it. It's fantastic.
Awesome. Awesome. And we're conveniently located on Alderman Road in US 19, where LA Fitness Plaza is. We're right at the end where UPS store is and towards the end there.
Oh, that's a great location, too.
And Mike,
yes, it is. Very convenient.
5,000 union families that I'm spreading the word to and letting them know where they're going to go for a good year old. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Just to let you know, Yaya's Greek Express also delivers. So there's very few. There's about 102 restaurants on US 19 from 580 to Tarpon Avenue. And there's only like besides the pizza joints, but there's like a Chinese, a few other places that deliver. But we offer the delivery in a 5 mile radius. So we go all the way down to 580. All the way up to Tarpon Avenue. So our telephone number to have delivery set up is 727-940-9423. Again, the number is 727-940-9423. And like I said, we offer the best of both worlds, amazing authentic Greek food and awesome American food. And just to talk about a little bit about the menu, we have starters. We go anywhere from tzatziki dip, hummus dip, spanakopita. I can't speak Greek. I'm married to a Greek, so I wish she was here to help me pronounce all these Greek words. But it's cheese pie, spinach pie. We have tomatoes. And believe it or not, we actually have sakanaki, where it's flaming Greek cheese. You put some liquor on it, and you light it up, and you say opa when we light it.
Right.
And we got all kinds of other appetizers. We have gyro fries, mozzarella sticks, fried mac and cheese is out of the world. And we also have soup and salads. We're famous for our homemade chicken avaglama soup, which is chicken lemon soup. And our great salads and our classic pita sandwiches. You know, you can get that in chicken souvlaki, pork souvlaki, Nico's pita, which is all the same, as I mentioned, with a few french fries inside the sandwich. Falafel pita, we got classic sandwiches, burgers, wings, and then we also have platters as well. And Brian, I apologize. I meant to bring some homemade desserts today, rice pudding and baklava, but I'll make sure I bring that next time to the next show.
There you go. Very good.
Love baklava.
So what do you guys think?
Oh, delicious.
You know, I would talk more, but my mouth is full. I can't stop eating this cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak. How'd you get the cheesesteak?
I'm just lucky.
Santana. That's it. You know what? Hey, let me ask you a question. When you go to the beach, right, what do you eat?
I eat whatever is there, whatever my wife brings. My wife of 38 years.
No, a sandwich.
Oh!
Okay, I'm gonna seize control here for just a moment. My name's Scott. I'm the producer, and we have Wendy, who's been holding very patiently online. Wendy owns La-Di-Da Kids Spa, who's one of Brian's clients.
Oh,
so we're gonna bring her into the conversation here. Wendy, are you there?
I'm still here. How are you?
Oh my God, bubbly Wendy. So ask Wendy a question, because you know why this fits right into it. When you hear what she does, right? She does La-Di-Da Kids Spa. And what she does, she's the one that, when you think about it, gives the kids the confidence, the courage, and the things that they can have good self-esteem and feel good about themselves. She does a kid spa where she makes them a princess for the day or prince. So, Joanne, you have a question for her? Wendy, I should say.
What do you think is the most effective strategy that you use to help a young girl feel more comfortable with herself?
You know, we get a lot of low self-esteem, or just a lot of girls that are afraid to come out to be themselves, that come in here when they first walk through the doors. I think encouraging them to be and act and behave however it is they want is wonderful. A lot of them have preconceived notions. They come into a kid's spa and they have to look like a princess to have fun at a party or to be accepted. And my encouragement is you don't have to look like a princess. You don't have to look like that. You want to come in, you want to dress up like Spider-Man, you want to wear your own clothes. Whatever makes you feel comfortable, I encourage that. And just the fact that you can be with your friends, have a good time, get up on stage, be in front of people, build that self-confidence is really impressive to see. And a lot of times that transition happens in a little bit of time while they're here with us.
Yeah, I think that's important to at least encourage the child or the young student. How old are the, what's the age range that you, of your young people clients? What are they? What are their age
range? We cater primarily ages 3 through 13.
Oh, wow, tiny to teenagers. And that's kind of a challenging year, I guess, 13 for many young women.
Right. Yeah, it absolutely can be. But yeah, we have a great time with them. We have a lot of different options that they can do. Obviously, the parties or the different things that they do here depend on their age. What the 3-year-old's going to do is going to be different typically than what the 13-year-old does. But we have different options here for everybody to come in, have a good time, feel great, get some pictures taken, and take home a nice little keepsake with them as well.
It sounds like there's quite a variety, but do you do like a hour class like once a week, or do you have Saturday afternoon get-togethers? How do you schedule your variety?
So we're open Tuesday through Sunday. We're a full service salon and spa, so we're staffed by licensed cosmetologists, so we can do kids' haircuts, we do mommy and me haircuts, daddy and son haircuts, we can do manicures and pedicures. We have a photography studio here where we can take pictures, family portraiture, just pictures of the children. We also have a full party center that we can run all days of the week except for Mondays, that you can have open play dates.
Oh, that sounds
like fun. You bring
in
a couple of your friends. Yeah, you get a mom's group together. You come in, let the kids dress up. We have over 500 costumes for them to choose from.
Oh, wow.
They get to dress up, dance on the stage.
What's the most popular? What are the 3 most popular costumes that children pick?
Probably Elsa.
Oh, okay.
Ariel, and we have a large selection of different ballerinas that we get from local dance studios that are absolutely gorgeous gowns, and a lot of the girls like to do that.
Oh, very nice. And what about the young boys that come into your center? I mean, do you get a lot of the young kids, young boys that are like 10 to 12 or early teenage years?
Do. Yeah, we got a lot of them. What they do is usually Spider-Man. They get their face painted. We have face painters on staff at all times. They could, dress up like superheroes. We have the foam rubber, swords and shields that they dance on the stage. They jump off the stage.
Wow.
They have a good time.
Quite a range. And what's the address? What's your location again, please?
It's 2250 State Road 580 in Clearwater. We're right on Main Street, Dunedin, across from St. Michael's Catholic Church.
Oh, great. Very convenient location. So you've got a thriving activity up there for children of all ages.
We try to, yes.
Sounds great.
Just the dial below Wendy is 105.5. That's the Dove. We're on 106.1. And I was listening to a show about where the teacher was a substitute teacher, right? And there was this troubled child. And he's telling the story, the teacher, of he was assigned to this student. And this student would give him the finger and call him names all the time, right? So he went back to the professor and says, look, this kid, I'm not getting nowhere with him. I don't think I should work with him no more. The professor said, no, you must work with this kid. So at the end of the year, they got cards, right? You listening, Wendy?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, just want to make sure I didn't lose you. So then at the end of the year, the kids all made cards because the guy was a substitute teacher, so he was going to go on to be, or whatever they call it, to become a teacher. So all the kids gave him cards. And then the one student that he was supposed to work with, now this is the kid that he thought hated him the most, that gave him the finger, would call him names, and he kept working with the kid, giving the kid what? Time. Guess what the kid said in the card? He opens the card up. He's like, oh, wait, I'm ready to see, some really nasty stuff. The kid put in the card, you've been the nicest person in my life. Would you be my daddy?
Aww.
Right?
Wow.
The opposite, right? This was on the Delilah show. So, like, even when you think you're not getting through to a kid, you might be, you know. And right. then, like, what you're doing there, Wendy, is, like, just wonderful for our future.
So. Brian, do you have a sec I can share? We actually did an excellent, it was just a heartfelt event on Saturday. The Children's Dream Foundation had asked us to do a wish for a little girl down in Largo. And we ended up, her wish was to have a princess tea party. So we took all of our tea party supplies. We took two princesses with us. We did little mini makeovers, singing, tea party with this critically ill young lady. And it was just magical for all of us.
Right. And for you.
Oh, gosh, yes. I literally, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah. And,
yeah,
and
so if you'd like to take a, we made a video of it. If you'd like to look at it, it's on Lottie Da Kids Spa Facebook page. But it is absolutely beautiful. All the
comments I'd love
so far
to see
are tear-jerking. A lot of people, just a very emotional day.
Right. And you gave that girl a joy that you can't even put, again, you can't put money on it. See, a lot of the things in life that are the best, right? Love doesn't cost money, right? And that's the greatest gift you can give another human being is love. And that's what you showed this girl was love. Oh, I wish I could. I can't wait to watch the video, actually.
Yeah, please do. It's
How can people tell us again where?
Lottie Da Kids Spa on Facebook. So just do a Facebook search for Lottie Da Kids Spa, and it would be one of the top in the news feed there that we had posted. So it's about a 6-minute video. Walks us through the 2-hour tea party and the singing, the songs, the little mini makeovers that we gave to both the child and her sisters and her mother. It was precious day.
Yeah. It's what it's about. You know, joy for me, like they asked me one time, what do you feel about the word joy? And to me, joy is when you see your children or see someone in your life enjoying life. It's not that I'm enjoying life. What joy to me is watching someone else enjoy life. And that brings joy to me. So anyhow, would you like to end the show, you guys, with say who you are and if you don't mind, Michael?
Thanks, Wendy.
Yeah, I'm.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wendy, for coming on. We look forward to visiting your place for sure. My name is Michael Wolf. I am the father of my son, owner Nicholas Wolf. Just turned 20 a few months ago, and we opened about 5 months ago. And we would love to see all of you guys come out and support a restaurant. And the name is actually pronounced Yaya's Greek Express, even though it's spelled Y-I-A apostrophe S. That is the Greek way to spell Yaya.
And I want to report a terrible crime. It's a horror that we're not up there right now at 35220 US 19 North in the Yaya's, because I just had some of the Greek salad. And let me tell you, it's the best I've ever had.
And it's better to say Alderman Road in US 19. Because if you give me a number on US 19, I don't know where it is.
Right.
But if you say Alderman Road in US 19, seconds. Right where LA Fitness is. Now, Ked, give it to Joanne. Let her say your name, please.
Yep. Joanne Lentino, enjoying delicious Greek food from Yaya's. Everybody, go and try it out. It's great.
And Alicio Santana, say hello. And Mike, president of the Teachers Union, thank you. And Frank's Pizza, unbelievable. Frank's the best. He's probably one of the most smartest businessmen that I do business with.
And we'll see.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.